is the hour of roundtable with myself, Hua Yang, Tony Reid, and Neil Honglin. Although first impressions aren't always an accurate representation of who we are, they're a way for people to create an idea of who they deem us to be. While the holidays are meant for family reunion and other jolly activities, there tends to be some stress that comes with it, especially if you're meeting your partner's family for the first time. You don't want to be, like, you know, overthinking it or want to look underprepared either. So, in order to find the perfect balance, guys, what are some of the tips and tricks for meeting your partner's family?
Well, I think that definitely knowing the family dynamic is very important. I'm actually working on that now. I'm planning to visit my, soon-to-be fiance's family over the summer.
Exciting! Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you. And I'm very nervous, actually, because the culture is completely different and the language is completely different. And so there's a lot of homework that I have to do to make sure that when I do go into the home that I don't, you know, offend anyone. And of course, making a good impression is always important if you're going to ask for someone's hand. So it's very a bit nerve-wracking, but it's definitely something that needs to be done to make sure that it's a success, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Yes. So how can you do that? Is it just talking with your partner and, you know, get the homework done kind of thing?
My partner is probably going to know a lot about her family and their mm-hmm. expectations. So I mm-hmm. think setting the boundaries there is very important. And the small talk, I think that's going to be very important. So learning how to say just some very polite things in the language, I think that this will be very key for me. And also knowing the customs, whether I take off my shoes or, you know, for example, just the, you know, my attire, everything. I have to make sure that everything is, well, I don't know if anyone can be perfect, but you do your best and you show the family that you're doing your best. And I think that that's important.
With that mentality, I think it's a guaranteed success, Tony.
Yeah. And if you're doing that in holiday time, it's possible that you're not only meeting the parents of the significant other, but the whole big family.
Yes.
And it's going to be a little bit stressful. Yeah. But I still think Tony's suggestion is really good, because if you have the mentally preparation that you are going to go through an interview judged by people of a family that is soon to be your family, not about your skills, but about who you are as a person, then you need to show them as a person. Don't have them reduce you into one mistake you make. For example, taking off your shoes wrongly, or make sure you dress appropriately, make sure you show your good side, but don't pretend to be someone you're not. Mm. You should show that you're willing to help out. You should bring a gift. But if you are some kind of slob who don't even make bad, I'm talking about myself, make bad at home, don't pretend you really love housework in the family, because you cannot pretend to be like that forever.
I made one mistake one time when I was in the past. I was meeting a partner's family, and it was a household where I had to take off my shoes. And that day, for some reason, one of my socks had a hole in it.
I was thinking Superman socks. That would be even funnier.
But in this culture, holy socks means that you're poor. So sometimes the family would, you know, how's everything? They were concerned about me a lot. And I was wondering why they were asking so many questions about, you know, my background and my, you know, what I did for a living. And then eventually my girlfriend ended up telling me, like, oh, you didn't have any better socks to wear. You know, they looked like you were poor. And I was like, oh, okay. So it's, you know, getting this background, I think, is very important, because if I had known that, I would have definitely chose better socks to wear.
Yeah, who would have thought that you had to take off shoes, right? Well, with some Chinese households, we do that. Yeah. And also, there's one about, in Chinese families, usually there is this expectation that the girl can do some housework. Although now, I don't think we're expected to do that much. Hooray. But at least, you know, sort of offer that, oh, Auntie, can I do the dishes?
Yeah.
I'd love to help out.
And so I've fake.
Actually, Tony, I've said a million times on this show, my best house chore that I can handle, that I can do it like better than 99% of people out there, is washing dishes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And one tip I want to give there is, put your phone away. Pay respect. Actually talk to the people.
Mm. Yes, put the phone away. That's a very good update on the rules to follow, the pitfalls to avoid. And yeah, it was funny and brilliant to talk to you guys about this. And that brings us to the end of today's roundtable. Thank you so much for your company. You can find us on Apple Podcasts at Roundtable China. That's it for today. See ya next time.